at 6:30, partly clear, 79. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We are learning more about the new Amazon Fulfillment Center coming to Tulsa. Chamber CEO Mike Neal briefed to the city council. He says the city, the state, the tribes, and the private sector all work together to get the center here.
We have to sort of, what I refer to as affectionately, cobble together incentive packages for major projects of this sort. And I think this was a very effective collaboration.
The center will mean $130 million in investment in Tulsa, plus at least 1,500 new jobs. Verizon customers?
Can you hear me now? Good.
That sure wasn't the case yesterday when two fiber optic cables were cut, knocking out Verizon service to most of Oklahoma. That included the police department's in-car laptop computers. The service was restored about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Lee School renaming, take two. The Tulsa School Board will reconsider naming Robert E. Lee Elementary just Lee Elementary. It will be on next Monday's school board agenda. The Oklahoma Department of Labor recognizes Tulsa's Pioneer Craft Brewery, but not for its brew.
Marshall Brewing Company received the Mark Costello Entrepreneurial Excellence Award. Owner Eric Marshall says he's been happy to bring manufacturing jobs to and raise craft beer's profile in Tulsa.
And also been able to enact some positive change in the modernization of the laws. So we're excited. The industry, I definitely say, is much more small business friendly now than when we started 10 years ago.
The award was created by and renamed for the former labor commissioner. It honors Oklahomans who expand job opportunities in the state. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Zoo is rolling out the red carpet, literally, for this year's Waltz on the Wild Side. The event has an old Hollywood theme.
So this year, zoo guests will be greeted by a red carpet with some step and repeat and some photo opportunities. Then they'll be continuing down the zoo paths, and there'll be some animal ambassadors out to meet them. Then the night will be spent in Lost Kingdom from 7 to 9, where we'll have more than 40 different restaurants with yummy tidbits and designer cocktails.
The zoo's Callie Burgess says Waltz is the zoo's biggest fundraising event of the year to get ready for Friday night. The zoo will be closed during the day tomorrow. The intense heat is making people sick. IMSA responded to 11 heat-related calls yesterday. Cooling centers will be open for those without a way to escape the heat. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot, 95 for a high, the heat index up to 102. Clear and stuffy tonight, 77 for a low, and tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 96. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Right now it's partly clear and 79. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.